set forth with great pitchers of new milk, piles of brown and white bread, and perfect stacks of the shiny gingerbread so dear to boyish souls. A flavour of toast was in the air, also suggestions of baked apples, very tantalising to one hungry little nose and stomach. The hall, however, presented the most inviting prospect of all, for a brisk game of tag was going on in the upper entry. One landing was devoted to marbles, the other to checkers, while the stairs were occupied by a boy reading, a girl singing lullaby to her doll, two puppies, a kitten, and a constant succession of small boys sliding down the banisters, to the great detriment of their clothes and danger to their limbs. So absorbed did Nat become in this exciting race that he ventured farther and farther out of his corner, and when one very lively little boy came down so swiftly that he could not stop himself, but fell off the banisters with a crash that would have broken any head, but one rendered nearly as hard as a cannonball by 11 years of constant bumping, Nat forgot himself and ran up to the fallen rider, expecting to find him half dead. The boy, however, only winked rapidly for a second, then lay calmly looking up at the new face with a surprised, "Hello? Hello?" returned Nat, not knowing what else to say, and thinking that form of reply both brief and easy. "Are you a new boy?" asked the recumbent youth.